Poppy, tell us what would you like to what would you like your photograph to evoke?
So it's sort of the same concept that JP had. It's one of the three words that I chose, and also chose oasis because I don't know if anyone's noticed walking past the grass and that you get a lot of people that just lie on the grass and just look up. And I sort of felt like if you were lying like that and you looked up, you wouldn't know you were on campus. Because looking at that, I would assume that's somewhere tropical, the palm trees that they've sort of placed there. It's not like a typical tree you would find on a student campus, you know, something you would find on a beach somewhere.
So. Did you literally lie down to take this photo?
No, I didn't. I just angled the camera, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I took a couple until I finally got the right one. But yeah.
Do you ever lie on the grass?
I have, yeah. In first year, we used that grass and the one directly in front of the CSC a lot because we had classes in HB. So it was just easier just to wait around outside there. So we used to lie outside there a lot.
Okay.
It's very nice. It's calming.
And do you venture sort of into the piazza area at all, or do you stay on the grass area?
The only time I go into the piazza is when I go to Bookmark. I'm like a stationary freak, so I go in there for stationary, but that's about it. I don't really use the piazza. I feel like it's too overwhelming. I feel very trapped sometimes when you walk in there. There's too many people, and everyone's doing their own thing, and they've got places to be, so I mean, that's fine. But it's
are you talking about the food court section or the outside section?
The outside section, which is the reason why I chose this, I sort of felt like it's a oasis away from studying. You don't, it's not work to be out there, it's not, you have to be there, it's somewhere you choose to be rather than having to study, having to do lectures, that kind of thing, you know.
So you don't study out there?
Well, I've never, I'm sure people do, but I've never, so.
And when you're sitting there, what do you usually, what do you smell, what do you feel, what do you hear?
I usually smell the grass. And I feel very warm when I'm out there because usually lying in the sun, you're very calm, you're relaxed. So that's sort of what I feel. But a lot of people, I think it depends because I have often seen those guys that tie, I don't know if it's a rope or something to the
knees,
and they walk across. It's sort of like a tightrope kind of thing that they do. So I think it's just, it's interesting to see what people use that space for. They use it for very different things. So yeah.
Interesting. So it's a sort of a recreational space in that sense.
It's like a common place.
Far more than just a place to go and eat.
No, no. It's
people have made it a space of recreation. Playing cards.
Yeah.
Walking tightrope.
Even that concrete circle, it's a pokey stop for that Pokemon game.
Oh, yeah.
So people often go and sit there so they can collect Pokemon balls.
Is that a thing? Still,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's still a thing.
Oh!
I saw people playing.
So is that area often quite busy, that spot, the Pokemon spot?
It was busy earlier this year when Pokemon first came out. I went there to a Pokemon event, then I found it to be quite busy.
World, I don't know. Also, that circular meeting point is often used for like meetings and things. Like, I know for Res, there would be bigger announcements there for like Siri, and they often hold like meetings there and events there. So, it's also it's like a formal aspect of it as well, apart from the recreational.
Was it used at all during the Feastmas fall, during the protest? Was it a place where people were got together and decided what they were going to do?
Yes, they were standing in that circle. It was quite high up, and they would...
Like a podium.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The two of the memorandum stand very formally on that podium for both the 2015 and the early 2016 memorandums, but handed over to the PCU beyond the podium.
If one has to think about who has the power in that space, I mean, it was that space was chosen by the students to do the handing over. They brought the VC there. Is it a student space? Do students think of it as their space?
I would say so, yes. And just from a bit of background, initially they invited the students to the amphitheater to hand over the memorandum. And the students felt that wasn't our space. You can come to us, meet us in the piazza. And the students stood on the piazza circle, and Debbie wasn't allowed onto the circle. They handed it down to her, which was a very symbolic act. But I think that's if I were to say any space on campus, that would be the most student-owned space. You very rarely see a lot of staff members there. Staff members tend to congregate more towards Tribeca side, various rooms and whatever. And if you think about it, the piazza, it's a really assumed space. It is a recreational area. It's an area where you can pretty much do what you want. Even security is not even that tight. Mm-hmm. The piazza as it would be in other places.
I've never seen security.
Mm-hmm. It seems very interesting that the discussion has gone in a very different direction from where it started. Because when we started talking about the space, we were talking about feeling like you're being watched. And our very first photograph was of a camera, which means that the space doesn't feel very democratic in that sense to some people. But yet, for many students, it does feel like it is owned by, or not owned, but it is the student's space.
But at the same time, I think it's a very interesting design because you've got, if you're standing on this side and you're looking at the CSC building, which is, you know, where a lot of the offices are, a lot of the people work and how campus runs and stuff like that, it's all done in that building. So in a sense, yes, you're free and it's your space, but you're still being watched essentially because the people are right there and it's the circle goes like this and then you've got the CSC building like that.
So that your photo in which you wanted to bring across that point of the buildings, the official, the formal buildings, administration and lecture hall in contrast with the student space, always there in the background.
Yeah. Something that I was just wondering, and I wondered from the first photo, is the fact that power is very passive in the piazza compared to a very active power from the university side, from the organization side, and other places on campus. Yes, there's photos of there's cameras there and there's a little sign saying that they're watching you. And even there's no smoking signs and things like that, yet people kind of do whatever they want. And there's not security walking up and down. But right next to it, at Old Chemistry, when I took my photo, a security guard was there and he was actually confronting me on why I'm taking photos on things like this. Oh, well, why am I taking photos on campus? Apparently that's the thing, you need to register for that. But
no selfies!
that was exactly my impression. Well, I mean, why can't we take photos in the public
space?
But the point is that in the piazza that didn't happen. It only happened once I moved out. Once I moved out of the safe space, it became this very active power, where the power is very more passive. So I'm watching you, but it's okay, this is your set, go on.
Like your playpen.
Yeah, pretty much.
So do it, but if you do something wrong, we're going to use it against you. But also there, the structure that people can watch each other, there's like the self-monitoring. I'm not saying that you're going to go and run, oh, this one's doing smoking or something, but I just think it's the whole structure of this place, they don't need to have such a, you know, like a visible security, because it's all so open. Like you can go upstairs, outside, in there's glass everywhere. You can literally, you know, it's almost impossible to take a photo without someone there around noticing. Kia?
I was just going to say, about the whole, you're free to do what you want. I took a picture of one of the happy guys who was sitting there, and then he moved his cigarettes away from the hubby. And I said, no, it's fine. He said, no, I don't know, I think he thought I was going to steal them, actually. Because when I said, it's fine, you can leave your things as they are, I'm not going to report you anything like that. He's like, no, I don't care if you're reporting, you can't do anything to me anyway, I can do what I want. And so he just moved them. That's why I thought that maybe he thought I was going to go and sneak one of his cigarettes, because he didn't care about what was going to happen to the picture, who had anything to say about what he was doing, whether he's smoking or he's drinking, he's blasting his music. So I guess people do what they want to do when they get there.
Interesting. Thank you.